On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Tom Crosdale.
Two people charged with murdering a man in Chatham have appeared in front of magistrates. Neil Taylor and Caroline Rushworth, who are 35 and 34 respectively, and both from Shipwrights Avenue, will appear in Crown Court next, where a trial date will be set. 29-year-old James O'Rourke's body was found at Corker's house on Monday. The body of a man in his 60s has been found down a residential street in Gillingham. A police cordon that was in place down Bredhurst Road in Wigmore has now been lifted. Alex lives near to where the body was found.
It was only when I went to go shopping that I realised that the road was blocked off as well. And I asked the police officer at the time why the road was blocked off. He explained there'd been an incident, but I don't think he wanted to tell me exactly what had gone on.
Police say they're not treating the death as suspicious. A man's in hospital with serious injuries after a crash on the A2. His bike was involved in a collision with a van on London Road in Tenham during this morning's rush hour. Police want to hear from anyone who saw it happen.
KM FM News.
Theresa May says she's staying on as Tory leader and will fight the next general election. There were reports last week that she was going to quit in 2 years' time, but she says that's not the case.
I said I wasn't a quitter. And there's a long-term job to do. There's an important job to be done in the United Kingdom. We stand at a really critical time in the UK.
There are reports of two explosions at a chemical plant in Texas, which was evacuated after flooding caused by Hurricane Harvey. One police deputy has been taken to hospital after inhaling fumes from the plant near Houston.
KM FM News.
Princess Diana's being remembered exactly 20 years after she died in a car crash in Paris. Princes William and Harry read messages left outside Kensington Palace yesterday after visiting a memorial garden for their late mum. It's thought they'll spend today privately. Princess Diana opened the Paula Carr Diabetes Centre in Ashford in 1992. Pam Hebditch was there and met her.
Oh, she's lovely, wasn't she? She was the people's princess, my favourite royal. Just really, really lovely. You know, it was just a really nice experience to actually be there so close to her.
Dartford teenager John Joe Hewerman got a Diana Award for his fundraising work last year. At the time, he told KMFM what he knew about the princess.
I know that she was a really down-to-earth person. A lot of people said to me that she was a very nice person to talk to, and she really did think a lot about young people and how they can change how we live and how we can make the world a better place.
Cleaners on southeastern trains are going to be asked whether they want to go on strike. The RMT union's involved with two rounds with contractors over pay and conditions. Workers on Go via Thames Link will also be balloted. A Dover man's been locked up for making a hoax bomb call to Kent police. Francisco Xavier Gomez from Dover Road has been sentenced to 15 weeks behind bars. The 48-year-old's also been told to pay more than £300 in fines and costs. There's a chance for people in Folkestone to see some art by the man who created the Angel of the North this weekend. Anthony Gormley is among those to have had work commissioned for the triennial. The festival's back 3 years after the last one saw a Banksy appear in the town. But organiser Alistair Upton says we won't be able to see that one.
Unfortunately, it's not going to be viewable during this triennial. It's a big lump of wall, and we're finding the right place to put it out on show again, and we will do so before too long when we have a space that can take it. It's just technically very difficult.
And the online gambling firm 888 has been told to pay £7.8 million penalty. The industry regulators found it didn't protect vulnerable customers.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket, and it's day five of Kent's County Championship match with Leicestershire at Canterbury. A short while ago, the visitors were on 87 for three in their second go with the bat. That's a lead of 104 runs after Kent were bowled out for 333 in their first innings. Football, and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain's move is the first big transfer to go through on deadline day. Molly's got the latest.
Oxlade-Chamberlain's completed his move from Arsenal to Liverpool for a reported fee of £35 million. It's thought the England midfielder signed a five-year deal. Elsewhere, Tottenham are understood to have reached a fee with Swansea for striker Ferdinand Llorente. One player who won't be moving is Ryan Shawcross. He signed a new deal with Stoke. Away from transfer deadline day, and Gillingham's League One clash with Portsmouth's been picked for TV. It means it's been moved from Saturday the 7th to Sunday the 8th of October with a 2:30 kickoff. And in tennis, Carl Edmund continues to fly the flag for Britain in the singles of the US Open. He's the sole survivor after beating American Steve Johnson to reach round three.
And the latest next updates at 2.